The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Quick poll here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. How often in a day are you buying something online? Once? Half a once? Twice?
I'd say maybe twice a week.
Twice a week?
2-3 times a week, maybe, yeah.
Seriously? I buy something online every day.
Not shocking?
Not like a purse or a bag, or a purse and a bag are the same thing. Jeez, Jen. Purse.
No, those are obviously very different things, because if you're going to into your Mary Poppins bag, I'm sure there's another type of bag inside the larger bag.
Several, actually. Yeah. I got a fanny pack in there. I got a purse in there.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
And then I got the Mary Poppins bag. Chew, how often are you buying things online?
Lately, not too often.
I would get suspended again.
Maybe once a week, twice a week. Nah, I just got nothing to buy.
I was thinking that it's not just like, again, buying clothes or buying, you know, material things. Like, my kid's lunch money needs to be reimbursed, or not reimbursed, re-upped, right? I get a notification saying bucks, school bucks or something like that, that his lunch fund is low. It gives me an alert anytime it's under a dollar. I have to reload the lunch fund. I do that online right there at the app. Boop, send. Another $100 in the lunch fund. That's online. It's buying his lunch money online. My daughters have a dance recital, and we have to buy tickets to the dance recital, whatever that place is called. What do you call it?
Dance?
I have no idea.
Where do you have a dance recital? You have it at a
theater?
At an auditorium, a theater, exactly. So I got to buy tickets for that. Do that online. Like, so I'm doing
Have kids. Much
yeah,
less kids,
you know,
that are in dance recitals.
They do dance recitals. It's a theater or an auditorium. Sorry, I couldn't find the word. The point is, I buy things online every day. I buy lunch sometimes online, swing through the spot over in Whitefish Bay and grab my salad. Like, the reason I bring this up is because Brandon Marsh, who is a Major League Baseball player, said he has never purchased anything online. And I call bull honky. There's no way that you can be a 20-something-year-old, 26, 27, whatever he is, and have never purchased something online. You're just ignorant to what it is that you're buying online. You're buying all sorts of things. You're doing all sorts of things online, making purchases online, but maybe because a package doesn't show up at your front step, you don't consider it an online purchase, Gabe.
I respect this guy. I like it. Old school, throwback. Did in the article where he said this, said he maybe bought a pair of Jordans during the pandemic.
Guy's a liar, Chewy says.
His roommates kind of back him up when his roommate's one of his teammates. Doesn't have to buy groceries online. Apparently they have a chef who is their third roommate who takes care of all the shopping for the food.
How do you buy an airline ticket?
You think he needs to buy an airline ticket?
He's never gone on vacation ever?
He's
never
only 27.
Been on a plane.
Well, he's clearly been on a plane.
Sure.
Those are chartered.
Take the Major League Baseball aspect out of it. Because, again, we could make a lot of allowances for that. He travels on a chartered plane. He's not purchasing that ticket. His meals are provided by the team. Often, obviously not in the off season, then he would be left to his own devices. But, like, so a lot of that is being provided for him. But, again, you don't own a car. You don't have to re-up your registration.
Register.
You're telling me you're walking into the DMV or you're walking into the emissions place and purchasing that sticker that goes on your license plate? Like, that's what I'm talking about. These are all little things that you still do online that are purchases where you may not get a physical package back in return, but you're still doing business like that online.
The only thing I think that would be tough, because you mentioned, like, yeah, you go get your oil changed, like, they'll do it for you at the dealership, or they'll do it whatever. Like, so you can easily take care of that in person. The airline ticket's the tough one, because I don't think you're planning a vacation months in advance, driving out to the airport, going to the ticket counter and talking. Can you imagine what would happen if the ticket counter person, if you went, yes, I'd like to purchase a ticket. I want to go to San Francisco 3 months from now.
You put your briefcase up on the thing. Hello.
We Energies, banking. I mean, there's so much stuff. That guy's a liar. You have to. I mean, I'm the perfect example. I would like to not do things online, but you have to do things online. Right?
Yeah, like what? Like what are some things, too, that you would rather not do online, but you find yourself having to do?
That's a good question. And we were talking about it earlier. I think technology is going to pass me by.
Going
I'm
to?
Obstinate to it.
Going to pass you by.
We just switched that to past tense.
As if you're saying this as if technology hasn't already passed you by.
Like, I go to the airport, I still get a paper ticket because my phone battery could explode.
Yeah, happens all the time.
I carry cash, which I bailed people out this past weekend who probably would have starved to death if I wasn't there because I'm the only one that had cash.
What a hero.
Slightly hyperbolic,
thank
but continue.
You, Chew. Thank you, Chew.
Like the phone stuff and keeping up and this, like I wouldn't even know how to get a concert ticket and put it on my phone. To the baseball field,
yeah, you
have to have
MLB
a ticket
app.
On your phone. I don't have that. I have no idea how to get that.
What's more likely?
I don't know.
That this gentleman, Brandon Marsh, Major League Baseball player, has literally never purchased anything online. I guess the one exception is that he said he maybe bought a pair of Jordans once, so we're giving him that. Or that he's just ignoring or forgetting things that we do every day that are done online, where a transaction is made that he is doing, but he just doesn't remember.
Yeah,
like, what's more likely?
I think he's talking more about online shopping. Because, yes, do I think he's paid bills online before? Probably. I think he's more talking about online shopping and going to Amazon or the Target website or
eBay,
buying some pants off of whatever website, getting some polos, getting whatever. I think that's what he's more talking about instead of the semantics of, oh, yeah, I pay my Wii Energy bills online.
Okay. Well, I could see that. I could see that.
Because
he's probably looking for a girlfriend. That's why he goes to the mall. Because why the hell else would you go to the mall?
Well, I think Chewy.
Right?
I don't go to the mall. I haven't been to the mall. I mean, I go occasionally, but it's probably like once or twice a year at this point. And I was at the mall last week. Guess what I did? Purchased it online. Picked it up at the mall. You know, I didn't go to the mall to shop. I literally was picking up something I had purchased online from Nordstrom last week, a dress shirt for Chase. And so there, like, I feel like a lot of people are doing that now. There are times where I buy my groceries at Target online, swing through, don't even get out of my car. They walk it out from inside and put it in your trunk. That's now a holdover from COVID when people weren't interacting as much. But I find it very, very suspect, highly unlikely that he is not purchasing things online. Joshy, what is your take on this?
Yeah, I think he just doesn't realize it. But I also, there's a part of me that feels like he's doing a thing. Because life is made so much easier with online purchases, be it picking up stuff at Target, be it whatever. Like, if I have something at Target and I know it's like a one thing I need to get, I need it quick, it's just something I forgot, I'm not going to walk into the store, do all that. Like, even if you don't want them to bring it to your car, you could just walk up to the front desk. So then I'm not searching the entire massive building for the one thing I need. So it's like, at this point, I believe it was compared to, you said, akin to Gabe not watching Game of Thrones.
Oh, Captain Stubborn.
It's now a thing
I'm justified for that. It's a terrible series.
It's now a thing where I don't shop online. And it's also comes from a place of privilege because he, Brandon Marsh, who's making nearly $1 million a year, not including endorsements, has a lot of people who takes care of his stuff as well. So, like, maybe he's not the one physically purchasing stuff, but there's people in and around him doing all the things that most normal people do online.
Right. And again, we talked about how just as a Major League Baseball player, his transportation is taken care of. His meals are taken care of. Oh, by the way, his wardrobe is taken care of. He shows up at the ballpark. His uniform is there in his locker. So, yes, you could say he's not out there buying work clothes like other people are. Right?
Maybe
like
he should, though, because those Nike uniforms are.
Yeah, exactly. is provided for him. But I just feel like there are things. Are you telling me he's never purchased purchased a Starbucks coffee on the Starbucks app and then rolled through the drive-thru and picked up his Starbucks. You know what I mean? Like
that's one I buy. I was a late holdout in that. I just always walked in. And then finally I realized how much easier it was.
So much easier.
And abandoned it.
I mean, there was a stretch when I started this show where the first thing I did when I woke up in the morning was go to the Starbucks app, order my coffee, and then on my way in, swing past the Starbucks over there in Glendale. Yeah, that was the first thing I did. Now I've gotten off the coffee kick.
So how does that work? You go to the drive-in, and what do you do?
No, you just park your car. You walk in. It's sitting there.
And they bring it out to you?
No, it's sitting there with your name on it on the counter, and you walk back out. It literally takes 12 seconds.
What if I stole it?
Now you're stealing people's coffees?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, there's people out there that would do that.
It hasn't. Yes, it's a thing.
Is it a thing? Yes.
Like Amazon owes me something. Amazon owes me something because I got these lights, which were kind of expensive for the house here, and they put it in one box, the two lights in one box, and they only credited me for one box, right? And they make it so difficult to fight them that they owe me something.
Did the lights break?
No, we just didn't want them.
Literally I've never had an issue right returning anything to Amazon.
No, sometimes they let you keep them.
It's literally the easiest
thing I've ever done.
Yeah. I mean, for homecoming for Chase, I bought six suits on Amazon, which, by the way, if you need to go that route, I highly recommend it. Very reasonably priced, and they look good for one night, right, of sweaty dancing at a high school. He obviously wore one. I returned the other five. And I walked them over to the UPS store, didn't even package them up. They came in the plastic wrap, and they did all the work. They slapped the sticker on it, they taped it up, and shipped it back. Money showed up in my account about 48 hours later.
So if someone stiffs you, are you stiffing them back? Because I am. I am.
How are you going to stiff Amazon?
I would love to hear this. You going to stop using Amazon? It's the one thing you know how to do.
No, I already stiffed them one time.
Sorry, that was mean. I shouldn't have laughed so
hard. Maybe they're getting back at me because I had already stiffed them. They sent me two of one and I didn't return the other one. So,
okay, I just thought of another one. You go to a concert, you buy your concert ticket online. And let's say you don't buy your concert ticket, but you have to park. Everything now is QR code. Right? You're barely handing money to an actual person. You're scanning a QR code. You're putting your license plate number in. That's purchasing your parking online.
Sure. But also, I don't think, I mean, it's very possible he's never going to a concert. I mean, Ashton, how long did it take Ashton to go to his first concert?
Right? I also think it's possible that the most likely scenario here is that he's just a burden to everyone else in his life. Everyone else does all the heavy lifting.
You need to take a real long, hard look in the mirror, Brandon Marsh.
So what you're saying is the friendship tax with him is very high.
Yes.
Providing
a
high friendship tax.
He better be...
You know about that, Gabe.
He better be a good time because when it comes to all the... Like, I'm sure he pays and he's happy to pay for it, but you just have to do all the legwork and then he'll be part of your whatever event you're going to.
I'm with Chew. I don't buy it. Chewy came out right at the beginning and said, this guy's a liar. I don't think he's lying intentionally, but I do not buy that Brandon Marsh has never bought anything online. I think there are all sorts of things he is not considering as purchasing stuff online. But what do you think? 800-990-3776. Has Brandon Marsh actually never bought anything online? We'll put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Lots of stuff to get to in the rest of the show. We have Cousins Sub midweek meal ticket coming up at the bottom of the hour. I also want to get to what happened last night at one of our high school baseball games. Bizarre situation. Maybe we overreacted. Who knows? That's next.
You know how much I love X-Golf and American Family Field because you can combine two things in one. I love baseball. I love golf. I can combine both of them during a Brewers game. And you can combine both of those things in terms of purchasing your sim time and purchasing your game ticket all in one place. Just go to the Brewers single game ticket website and you can be enjoying some of the great food and beverage options that they have at X-Golf at American Family Field while taking in some great baseball. Plus, brand new this year at X-Golf and American Family Field, you're playing a regular round of golf, you make a hole-in-one, you and someone else get to go down Bernie's Slide. That's right, make an ace, go down Bernie's Slide. Find out more, xgolfamfamfield.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thanks, Ernie. I'm going to Venmo you that money right after the show.
You can't. You don't know how to use Venmo.
Made my workload much less. But But Ernie,
you don't know how to Ernie, do it. And I don't know how to receive it.
Does it ever?
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
Have you tried Celsius Energy Drink yet? If you haven't, let me tell you all about it. It's the clean energy drink that you need, that I need to stay active and energized all day long. And trust me, I use Celsius to get through the long days during college football season and, of course, when I've just got a lot on my to-do list. It keeps me going throughout the day. It's the essential energy drink that I choose to stay on top of it all, and you can find it at Pick and Save or online at Amazon. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, which also brings you the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast. Our friends from Cousin Subs will be here shortly. But I want to tell you guys about what happened last night at the baseball game that I was at. Maybe we can get to it with Justin, our friend, as well. So last night, Chase is playing freshman baseball for Homestead. And I don't want to say who they were playing. We don't need to go that direction. But the game wasn't close. It was 7-1. I think it was the fifth inning. And the opponent was up to bat. They had the bases loaded. So they're threatening, right?
Mm-hmm.
One out. Our kids make a great double play, 4-6-3, and ends the inning. And the coach of the other team comes sauntering out of the dugout, waving his hands, right? And we're thinking he's going to maybe argue the call, argue the, you know, safer out at first. He says, no, we're done. We're done. We're out. We're leaving. We're done. Guys, come on. You know, kids are already, you know, in the dugout. Come on, guys who are on the base pass, come on. And we're like, wait, what? Is that time? You know, in high school baseball, there's a time limit of 2 hours for freshman baseball. So we thought maybe we had approached or eclipsed the time that had passed. Not the case. Coach literally said, we're sick of these bad calls. We're not going to take it anymore. And pulled his team from the field. They did the handshake line. The kids were stunned. The kids from the other team, our kids were stunned. Parents were stunned. Nobody understood what exactly was going on. It would appear to as though he literally took his ball and went home.
Yeah. I thought it was weak. Weak. I mean, what do you expect? And they wonder why no one wants to be a referee or an umpire because of stuff. They're not professionals. My guess is, how old were the umpires?
Older gentlemen. Yeah, young? Older gentlemen.
Okay. I mean, we look at the MLB and how many bad calls they are with the umpires there. I mean, this is freshman.
There's baseball. A level or two between freshman baseball and Major League Baseball as well.
A few.
Just a couple.
Famously, baseball has like 19.
Yeah.
Gabe, didn't you umpire for a while?
I did. I umpired, did a lot of especially fast pitch softball tournaments. That was like the only other job I've had other than working for Goodcomer Brands. But yeah, used to work all the time. Only person I ever ejected in doing that for 6 or 7 years was a parent.
How do you explain that as a coach? What lesson are you trying to teach those kids? That when things don't go your way, you just quit? When you don't like the calls, you can just forfeit? What exactly are those kids supposed to walk away from that experience learning? Which, again, is the principle of being a coach, especially at that level. We're teaching life lessons. How to handle adversity. I mean, the strike zone in high school baseball, I can only speak for freshmen because I haven't watched a ton of higher level high school games, is enormous.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and yes. It fluctuates. And we teach our kids, like, that's all right. Wasn't yours. That's all right. Get them on the next one. Like, those are some of the things that we encourage our kids to adhere to. I'm not sure what these kids are supposed to take away from other than their coach had an adult temper tantrum, which is what it seemed like, Gabe.
Oh, 100%. That's exactly what the coach did. Like, and he, again, you're not, you know, Tito Francona. Guy out there is not Jim Joyce, right? Like, you're not a professional either. I'm sure there are mistakes you made as a coach. But that's the one thing you can't do. You can't quit. You literally cannot quit because now you're robbing the kids. Was the fifth inning, so they just decided the last two innings we don't want to play.
And bases loaded, right? So, like, again, I'm saying that inning is a wash. You weren't able to push any of the guys across, obviously, but you got another one. You got another one. You got two more opportunities. Who's to say that having the bases loaded doesn't motivate them? Like, look, guys, we got it, this pitcher. Like, look, guys, we had some success.
Six runs in a high school baseball game is nothing.
Might as well be two.
What was the reaction from the parents?
Stunned. Just shocked, stunned, you know?
I mean, maybe the guy's having a bad day or something like that.
No, it doesn't matter, man.
Emotional regulation, man.
About one of my favorite things that Homer says is about some things you can be perfect. Quitting in the middle of a baseball game should be one of those things.
As someone who played youth baseball, I wanted every at-bat I could get.
Yeah.
Some games you're like, all right, this sucks. It's raining. It's terrible. Well, the ump sucks. But I want more hacks every single time.
Especially in this state.
Right?
You don't know. Like, there are games, I'm sure, that have been canceled on Chase's schedule, Jen. Who knows if they actually get made up?
It was actually a makeup game yesterday. It was a game that had been canceled from earlier in the year.
They might get made up. They might not, especially at the freshman level. Ah, school year ended. I guess we're not going to make up that game against X team. Like, those things happen. You have a finite number of games you can play at high school. Walking away from two innings is such Bush League bullcrap.
How would the parents feel? I know how I would feel if it were my son's coach who pulled a shenanigan like that. I would have a conversation with them, certainly. But do you have any power from the stands to even say, no. Hey, why don't you take five? I got this. I'll handle this next inning. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Dario and I often talk about how sometimes when you are so stunned by what has just occurred in front of you, even though in every time you've run it through your head, like, if that ever happened, this is how I would react, you're paralyzed by the moment. So I can't even imagine having been a parent of one of those kids and wanting to intervene and wanting to step in and say, no, this is not how this should be handled. You know, let's rally around you. You take five. We'll handle the next inning so that the boys can finish the game and so that we aren't the team that quit because a 4-6-3 double play ended our threat.
Yeah, that's just not even how any of that works. You can't just step in and coach from the stands. Once that coach makes that decision, unfortunately, you're just kind of SOL.
Well, I'm sure a lot of those parents had conversations with their kids on the ride home from Mequon last night. 800-990-3776 if you want to react to that situation. Interesting situation that happened last night at the Youth Baseball Diamond. We have our friends from Cousins Subs coming into the studio next for our midweek meal ticket. Stick around.
Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, of course you know the place I'm going to send you. There's only one place to go. And of course, that is the Jewelry Center. They're the best place to shop for diamond engagement rings in Milwaukee for a reason. It's what I did because they make the process easy and they make it simple because of the great team that they have in place at the Jewelry Center, whether you go to Greenfield, Brookfield, or whether you go to Burlington. Maybe you don't have an idea. Maybe she's got something on her Pinterest board. You bring in something from the Pinterest board and the team of specialists are going to take care of the rest. And of course you have options. Naturally mined diamond, lab grown diamonds, whatever you're in the market for when it comes to an engagement ring, the Jewelry Center has it. It all starts online. ShopTJC.com. When you head to the Jewelry Center, make sure you tell them that Gabe and Chew sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
If it's gotten to the point.
I don't think shower.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're not going to take a shower? You just told me you're offended by your own BO.
No, but I think it's deodorant, Gabe. Showering does nothing. It really doesn't.
You are wrong.
Because
you must be showering wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Have you ever been close to tragedy or close to folks you have? Have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse? No.
Segment of the week where Chewy actually wishes he was in studio with us because we are joined by our friend from Cousin Subs, Justin McCoy, VP of Marketing, and he has brought us some goodies, lots of goodies, t-shirts and food, and we are teasing the Summerfest menu, all sorts of things happening this morning with Justin McCoy. Good morning, Justin. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, things are going really well. First thing I want to get taken care of is we always talk about our free subs for a year sweepstakes. Now through September, Cousin Subs enthusiasts can enter daily to win free subs for a year. That website is cousinsubs.com/free subs. And today we are announcing the lucky winner.
The lucky winner is Emily Wehrhan of Plymouth.
Cousin Subs has received more than 45,000 entries from guests looking to satisfy their local cravings all year long. For more information, go to that website, cousinsubs.com/free subs, and congratulations to Emily. So what did you bring us? All sorts of goodies today.
All sorts of fun stuff. So in store right now, we have the Wisconsin cheesesteak. So it's either steak or chicken with cheddar cheese, onion, bacon, our new cheddar cheese sauce.
Ooh.
Which is
delicious. If you're having a cheesesteak, you need some sort of cheese sauce.
Absolutely. So that's the Wisconsin cheesesteak. So we got the chicken and steak. And then we have the Orange Dream Shake. But breaking today, we have the exclusive Summerfest sub in-house as well, which is the Usinger's Fried Bologna sub.
So I have...
Are you going to open that bad boy up?
I'm going to open this thing up. And I know... So last year, what you guys created for your Summerfest-only sub was a favorite of the show.
Yeah, honestly. Can you please bring that back at some point?
I mean, we even got Chewy to eat it in the morning.
It was fantastic. You know,
like mid-workout, mid-jug of water.
What do we call it? Intermittent fasting?
Yes.
He does the intermittent fasting where he doesn't eat until afternoon.
So do you feel like this is going to live up to the hype of the sub that you created last year?
I do believe so. So this harkens back to being a kid, right? So it's fried bologna. It's American cheese, bacon, onion, pickle.
Oh, I see the little
melty cheese. Oh my gosh, he's
salivating.
Mayo and mustard.
See him salivating. All right,
I mean, it's pretty stellar.
Here we go.
He's getting in there.
Well, yeah, take a big bite.
Yeah, you should have planned better, Gabe, on that one.
Just a little taste.
You just want to make sure you get everything, right? You
got to make sure you get it.
Not surprising.
Legit.
So good.
Cousin Subs just knocks it out of the park again.
But bologna is the most underrated sandwich that there is. There's a place down here that
especially the fried bologna.
Oh, chew, it's so good.
I think it's appropriately rated. It's when you add some of these other things. And like you said, there's the nostalgia. You're kicking into nostalgia here.
Yeah, and not going to lie, I really was angling at Spam this year for the sub. And so I tried Spam.
Oh, I love Spam.
And, you know, like... As much, so growing up as a kid, my dad would do like, you know, Spam for breakfast and the whole deal. And I just thought it would be a really cool thing. It would work well at Summerfest. And Usinger's came forward with this. They had two different bolognas and this bologna was just awesome. Like it was great.
And honestly, the American cheese is also something that does it for me.
Because
again, when you're a kid, like you don't know anything about cheese and you just want the American cheese. So like the nostalgia, even because the bologna's fried, so then the cheese is a little melted. It's just... It's hitting a lot of really good notes.
Now think about a few soda pops down at Summerfest, and you're having a fried bologna sub. You know, I mean, it's all good.
And this is Justin, definitely, I think, better. So the thing you created last year, as delicious as it was, this is a lot more edible on the move. If I'm walking around Summerfest, I can have the sandwich in one hand, and I can have the beverage in the other, and be just fine.
And speaking of beverages, right there, Gabe, you have what is supposed to be the accompaniment to the fried bologna, and that is the Orange Dream Shake, vanilla gelato, a splash of orange flavored syrup, a dollop of whipped cream, and that looks like something that I would walk around. Now,
all right, fine, Jen.
So again, the callback to when you're a kid. You remember the orange sherbet, like pops?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Just
the ice
right
cream
there.
Truck.
Taste that. It's 100% on point.
Yeah, I'm going to need one.
So, Justin,
oh, that's
is
good.
This just
specific? Oh, that's... Man, I'm back to being a kid. Who wants to go play wiffle ball after this?
I can't get this Sunday when I get back?
So you cannot get the sub in store, but you can get the shake in store. I would say this sub, though... You know, last year, the Flamin' Hot Cheeto sub, that would have been a tough sub to execute in store. It was just, you know, you guys tried it. It was big, indulgent. There was a ton of stuff going on.
It was fantastic.
It's great, but, you know, operationally, it's a little bit difficult. This one is something that could be done in store. So if this one takes off, you might see this in store. And that's always the balance, right? You know, last year, that's a double cheesesteak. It's got the Flamin' Hot Cheetos and a hot sauce and cheese sauce and all this different stuff. But this one's, I think this one's a little bit more approachable for people who, you know, can't put down a half pound of meat, you know, all at once. You know, that combo right there, that shake and that sub, just take me back to when I'm a kid.
Justin McCoy, VP of Marketing for Cousin Subs, joining us in studio here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And you are wearing your Summerfest shirt. It says, "We're just here for the songs and the subs." You guys partner with Summerfest very often. What do you guys have going on this year?
Yeah, so we're super excited. Today we're kicking off the Big Gig giveaway. So basically, you can enter to win daily. And what you're doing is when you go on there and enter to win at cousinsubs.com, Big Gig Giveaway, you are ranking all of the amphitheater shows. So you rank them in the order that you like to go to. And then at the end of the contest, we're going to draw random winners. And then when you're drawn, you get to pick your top show of what's left. And also today, we're having an event down at Summerfest at the Midgate. So if you're one of the first 40 people down there today, we're going to give you a free sub and two Summerfest admission tickets. So get down there today before 11 a.m. And so I'm going to be going right down there from here. And we're going to have a whole kickoff down at Summerfest today.
All right. So let's make sure that everybody has that information. At the Summerfest Midgate entrance, obviously, you know where the festival grounds are. Starting at 11 a.m., the number 40, a nod to we are only about 40 days away from Summerfest kicking off. The first 40 attendees will choose from a Cousin Sub exclusive Friday. Bologna sub, which Gabe just tried and now I think is wishing he could take another bite of.
If you guys just talk amongst yourselves.
Exactly, I have to say, is anxiously awaiting the end of this segment so he can house the rest of that sandwich, along with samples of the shake that he tried, the Orange Dream. And you guys are always posted up at Summerfest. I see this list of music here in front of us. If you had to rank these, which one do you want to go to?
Oh, this year? I am... You know, as big of a country music fan as I am, I'd be going Motley Crue.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't seen Motley Crue since the Dr. Feelgood tour at the Brown County Arena back in the day. So it's been a long time. And I would probably go Motley Crue. And then after that would be Kane Brown.
I saw Keith Urban. He is on the list here. I saw Keith Urban years and years ago. He was a fantastic, puts on a great show. Maroon 5 is on the list as well. SZA is on the list. Kane Brown, you mentioned. But Motley Crue, man, that to me feels like bucket list-esque. Right. Yeah. You know, you think about some of those big acts from back in the day who are still touring and go, I don't know how much longer they'll be doing that. Right. Yeah. So if I wanted to ever say I saw Motley Crue, this would be the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, I think Motley Crue would be great. And my child will be going to Little Uzi Vert. Mm. You know, that's where he's going. So
Tyler Childers is the big winner here. He's number one on it.
There. I don't even know what Tyler Childers plays.
He's a country musician, Americana.
See, we finally entered the territory where I look at a Summerfest lineup, I'm like, I know about three people on here.
Well, I'm starting to get aged out of I'm hitting up stages.
You took a bigger gamble than I was willing to do. I can't even pronounce some of these names that are on the list, so I would rather just pretend they don't exist.
Right.
Justin, do you need an assistant? You got a great job. Jeez, how do you get a job like that?
You're looking to ditch us?
Yeah, music.
Chewy, I have an open position. Are you applying?
He only works 2 hours a day.
And he needs to work fully remote.
I think you really need to think
about... I will work for food, though. Yeah. That's the positive.
You really need to think about what you might be asking about here, buddy, okay?
Yeah.
I appreciate the enthusiasm, but you might be a little over your skis. Again, Justin, earlier we were talking about how Chewy had someone come to his front door, and he went to the door, opened the door, and said... No, and shut the door.
Had no idea what they were there for.
Chewy, do you know what they were even there for?
Nice. Solar panels.
Just make sure he doesn't come in contact with any customers outward facing.
Yeah.
It needs to be all internal communication.
Yeah, you need to keep them, you know, keep a close eye on them, Justin.
You guys are also.
I'd be fine. I'd just go, are you going to eat that? Are you going to eat the rest of that?
You must have rules
just
against
going,
that.
Just going around the
There's more involved than just eating chew.
You sure?
Just a little bit.
I knew it. Once he got more details, he'd be out. You guys are also doing the 80 cent delivery promo. That is something through Sunday where it's just 80 cents anytime you get a sub delivered. Why do you guys continue to do that?
Yeah, we wanted to do something for Cousin Sub's fans, and with our partnership with Donald Driver, we're offering 80 cent delivery for any order of $30 or more. We had the pleasure of being with Donald last Friday for the Green Bay Charity softball game up there with Jordan Love. Had a great time, and so we kicked off the delivery promo this week, and it's been going really well.
Yeah, I mean, he's passing it off to Jordan Love. Obviously, a lot of talk around Jordan. We talked earlier today with Adam Schefter, who said that, you know, they're not close right now on a deal for Jordan Love. Are you nervous at all about a deal getting done as a Packers fan? What are you looking for?
Sorry, you don't have to shout out. I'm just looking
She's
for
looking
a
for a fried bologna.
Well, which one do you want?
For a sandwich, you put them just out of reach. So I was just trying to see what my options were out there.
To be quite honest, I was quite shocked at how worried you guys were that Schefty said.
Okay,
let's think about this. Was there any issue with getting Favre signed to an extension when he was in his prime? Was there any issue with getting Rodgers signed to an extension when he was in his prime? Jordan Love's going to get signed. There's no doubt about it.
You don't let him sit for three years.
You don't have him come. I mean, and I get it, Chew. He, you know, his best stretch was half the season, but they're signing him. I mean, that's just going to happen. One thing I will say is, when having the opportunity to be up there last weekend on Friday, just seeing Jordan with the young offensive talent, like those guys genuinely,
he's the best.
They are just like the vibe. I mean, it's legit. It's real.
His personality is such that, like, he kind of brings people together. There's an energy about him. You were obviously with him. He's very magnetic, but in a, like, cool,
just chill,
and calm, and confident way.
Yeah. You know, so we split up. Like, we were on the field, our cousin subs team. So we had two people at the defensive team dugout, and two, myself, and then my son was job shadowing with the offensive team. And, you know, Reed was there, Wicks was there, Jordan, Sean Ryan, you know, Walk, all those guys. And they literally had the best damn time. And they were just like, again, the vibe was genuine and real, you know, and it was just cool to see because you can tell that that's the vibe of that locker room. And you can see he's the leader, but he's just one of the guys. And I think that bodes
which
well
for
what. Which
is a tough dynamic to nail.
For sure. For sure. And so, I think that bodes very well for the future.
Speaking of tough to nail, the old cheesesteak sandwich, but you guys did. This is fantastic. I'm enjoying it's got onions, it's got cheese, it's got bacon, and it has the steak. Chewy, this is one you'll enjoy.
And the cheese sauce.
The cheese sauce, yes. The cheese sauce. Just like if you were in Philly, right?
Yeah.
Is Philly where it is?
Philly has cheese sauce. Yeah.
Cheese steak.
And that's what that is.
So in
I know.
So
that's why I said just like in Philly. It reminds me of my first time in Philly when I went to the cheesesteak spots.
So in Philly, it's either you get a cheese sauce or you get sharp provolone cheese. That's usually the options. And then you get onion or you don't get onion. So that's when you go to most of the traditional Philly spots.
Well, you guys nailed it. It's very, very good. Gabe is still salivating over his fried bologna. We are so thankful to have
Justin. Wrap this up here. Come on.
From Cousins Up. Yeah, he's like, the sooner you shut up,
you know, if we serve breakfast, would that fried bologna not be awesome with like an over easy egg on it too? Oh, my God.
Do we got some eggs? Can we fry them up here?
Chewy, what was that?
I expect mine to be in the fridge when I get back.
I'm calling dibs on it already, so you're going to have to get your own.
Justin, thanks for hanging out with us this morning. It's always great to see you, and we know that you will have a fantastic summer with Cousins and the Big Gig. Make sure you go to that website, cousinsubs.com/biggiggiveaway. To sign up for that sweepstakes and also get down to the Summerfest grounds today as they are giving away the fried bologna sandwiches and the orange dream shakes. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Any of those things because it exceeds. It's like. I'm sorry, I'm burping up my apple right there. That's what that was. I wasn't pausing for effect. I literally was burping
all right,
my
can
apple.
We just go to break?
No.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
A great weekend to hang out at the new Potawatomi Sportsbook. And if you want to see Tyson Fury competing for the undisputed heavyweight crown, well, you can see it on Saturday, May 18th at the Potawatomi Sportsbook in Milwaukee. Place your bets, catch the fight in the middle of all the action. Learn more at paysbig.com/sportsbook. I'm sorry, I had a mouthful of cheesesteak from our friends over at Cousins Subs. Thanks to Justin McCoy for hanging out with us in the last segment of the show. Chewy, I almost just had you handle this whole last segment because I was enjoying my cheesesteak while Gabe is over there still housing a fried bologna sandwich.
I was giggling because I looked up at one point. I could hear Jen opening her wrapper, taking a bite. And I looked over at Gabe, who was doing the same. And I said, well, I hope Justin carries this because we lost two of the three.
It's his fault. We are innocent here. If he brings in food that is this good, what, I'm supposed to stare at it? No, we need to try it and let people know how good it is.
It's really that's a public service announcement here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So you're welcome, Josh.
Thank you.
That's
all I was looking for.
We put it on the poll. How often do you purchase things online? This from the Major League Baseball player, Brandon Marsh, who said that he has never purchased anything online. I believe he's 26 years old. Now, he is a Major League Baseball player, so there are certain privileges that go along with that. You don't need to buy your own plane ticket to go to Chicago for the series. I guess your wardrobe is mostly taken care of. I guess most of the meals are taken care of. And yet I still find it highly suspect that he has never purchased anything online. We asked you, how often do you purchase things online? 44% of people are saying a few times a week. 35% of people are saying once a week. 14% of people are saying almost never. That must be where Chewy exists. Almost never.
I go in spurts. Now I'm once a week, where sometimes I am every day.
I'm now thinking back to the Amazon when he pulled up the list of things that were not his, not his, not
no,
his,
it was
not his.
Mine, 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 not mine, not mine, not mine, not mine, not mine,
yeah.
Not mine.
It was like two things on that list were his.
I mean, it's been 3 weeks, I think, since I frequented Amazon. So,
what do you buy on Amazon?
Fertilizer.
What? Wait, you bought a lawnmower on Amazon. Yeah, that was a stunning admission by you the other day. I had no idea you could buy a lawnmower on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that was the easiest thing to do.
Is
brought
there
right
anything
to the house.
You can't buy on Amazon these days? People?
Well, let's look.
I'm just saying, if you're trying to figure out things you can't buy on Amazon, that might be the end of the list.
P-O-R.
You can't buy that on Amazon. Maybe you can buy that on Amazon. We also asked you, what's more rude, not answering the door for a door-to-door salesman or answer the door and say no before they can even tell you why they're there? 72% of people are saying answer no. Close the door, Chew. So there you go. You got the people's vote.
All right. I'll take it.
Have you ever bought something from a door-to-door salesperson? No, never, ever. 81%.
I couldn't even tell you the last time a door-to-door salesperson came, unless you count like a Jehovah's Witness.
Well, they are selling something.
They're selling God.
Yes. But you've never bought Girl Scout cookies door-to-door?
No, usually, I don't think...
Popcorn?
God, no. I couldn't even remember the last time they... Yeah, because the Boy Scouts used to do popcorn sale.
I bought meat once. That was a mistake.
Did you? Yeah. Right out of the backpack?
I could see that. Yep, I could
right
see
out
that.
Of the kid's
that was, yeah, not good.
Take three sticks.
Stick
okay,
the hook
sir.
In and pull.
Doesn't
yes.
look like that's a cooler backpack.
How did you not share that before this very moment?
Certainly wasn't Buffalo.
All right, we'll do it. Tosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody.